good day, Michael.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually in a great mood. We have Mr. Brad Dowdy on once again. We had him on an episode we recorded before this one to talk about how the pens and the paper and all the stuff that that I really care about. But now we have to go to back to talking about boring old Max, because we cannot have a guest on this show without actually having them participate in How Bare Is Your Air?
That cues the music whenever you do that.
Yeah. That's great. Like, I like this music, by the way.
Good.
Okay. So, Brad, I'm not sure if you have heard the show. Hi, by the way.
Hello.
Have you said hi yet? You
haven't hi, guys.
Said hi. There you go. Say hi to the audience. Hi. Thank you very much. All right. So, if you've ever heard the show before or have listened to one of these How Bare Is Your Air episodes, I think you kind of know the conceit.
Yes.
The conceit is that you have a very limited amount of space to work on. But the that's the caveat. The advantage is probably the best computer in the world today. It's 11-inch, bottom of the line, 64-gigabyte MacBook Air.
Okay.
And what I want to find out from you is this, Mr. Dowdy. I want to find out the bare essentials of what you would need to get your job done, knowing that you only have that much space to work with. Now, you get Lion, and you get all of the built-in apps that would come with a MacBook Air. And that actually includes iLife. iLife is installed by default on a MacBook Air. So, if,
Not now. You get the ability to download those applications from the App Store.
Oh, they don't come on pre-installed anymore?
Nope. I don't think so. They didn't on mine.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well then, I guess you don't get those.
When I was upgrading it.
No, nope. Don't get those. Don't get them. Nope. Stock MacBook Air. You get text edit. That's about it. Mail app and Safari. That's it. Which, for me, that would be enough. But for others, not so much. So let me, without further ado, what is it you're going to install on this brand new MacBook Air, Mr. Dowdy?
Well, the first thing, and then listening to your previous some of the previous How Bare Is Your Air segments, I think everyone is kind of curious why Dropbox isn't a default app these days, because that's going to be the first thing that goes on.
Of course, everybody. I mean, it's getting to the point where I'm not even going to bother linking to it in the show notes.
Right? And I'm still pushing for the movement that it actually doesn't count in this segment, personally.
No, it doesn't count.
Right.
Oh, you mean it doesn't count against?
Yeah, I think that it's like it is effectively now just like a folder. It's like having a music folder, right? That's kind of the way that I look at it now. You just have the Dropbox folder.
Right. I mean, it almost qualifies as should be built in.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, they tried. We've spoken about that before. So.
Yeah.
So aside from that,
also Dropbox.
A couple of the early things that I'll put on is 1Password, because I'm going to need to get into everything that I'm working on, and I'm sure not going to remember the
Once you start using 1Password, you don't have that option anymore.
That's
right,
because
exactly.
You won't be able
Once
to
again,
log in anywhere.
That's kind of a good business
one
model.
Of those that, like, you know. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, we'll never live without it again. After that, I'm going probably straight for Sparrow. I've tried to use Mail app on a couple occasions, and I could never really get into the flow of it on Snow Leopard, on Lion, even with the changes that were made. I tried in the trial version of Sparrow. I liked it. Actually, when Lion came out, I said, all right, I'm going to cut that off, and I'm going to go with Mail app, give it a good couple of weeks, and I failed miserably after about 2 days, and I've been full-time Sparrow ever since and never looked back. It works really well for me to have, since I have multiple Gmail accounts for various things, including work. That's been the best Mail app that I've found for me.
Mail. Okay. I find mail.app to be a horrifying and upsetting experience. So So I'm 100% in agreement with you there. So. Yeah,
I tried to give it a fair shot in, you know, when I switch or test out other things, I really try to give it a long period of time to see if I can make the switch. And that one, I could never do it.
I really do think that if you are a Gmail user and into Gmail and that's your thing, then Mail App is probably not the best client for your needs.
Right, and to seal the deal, my company uses Google Apps, so I'm very integrated into that. So,
unlucky.
it helps with keeping a bare air, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I definitely want to download Google Chrome. I use Safari sometimes. But when I'm working, the number of tabs I have open and the speed at which they open and I can get things done in Safari is not as good as when I'm in Chrome. You know, that's not any scientific testing. That's just the way it feels to me. I get a lot more response out of Chrome, so I will change the default browser to Chrome for sure.
All right. Okay. Noted.
Byword and Mars Edit come on pretty quickly for me.
All right.
Yeah, we talked offline about this before. I'm a relatively new Mac, full-time Mac convert. I've used Macs from various points in my life from time to time, but never as my full-time device. And now that I have, I'm finding great little applications like Byword that, you know, during the day, I'm writing notes or composing blog posts and things like that. And I just find that's a really nice app to do that in, even a little bit more so than, you know, the stock text edit.
Are you a Markdown user, Brad, or do you just like Byword?
No, I used it. I purposefully bought Byword to use it as a Markdown editor and learn Markdown. I'm not a hardcore Markdown user. I'm probably a Markdown 101 type of guy, but I do like what it provides me when I'm writing a blog post and able to keep the clarity of my writing without kind of all the nonsense around it. And then I use Mars Edit to publish to my blog, which that was actually one of the first applications I purchased. I read so many reviews about it, and you know, blogging is one of the main things that I do.
You knew you had to have something that was going to make it painless and simple and straightforward.
It's so much better than using any of the default applications. It syncs up with my blogs very simply and can add in images and everything all from the one interface. And I've had no problems with it since I first installed it and use it several times a week.
I'm curious to find out something. Mm-hmm. What were you using for that on Windows, if anything?
I was using Notepad or some other variant. Okay. Then just using the Pinatics hosted on a TypePad blog, I was literally just copying and pasting it into the web-based TypePad editor. And that's
pretty torturous. The reason I ask is because we've had Julio on the show many times before. Julio Ojeda Zapata, good friend of mine, a fantastic merengue dancer.
I was going to say it if you didn't.
Yep, and in all my path users, we had a sushi and merengue night, and if it doesn't sound like those two things go together, you haven't had Puerto Ricans making your sushi. He was a big and still is remains a big fan of. I'm probably getting this wrong because I'm not a Windows guy. Windows Live Writer?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I attempted to use that a few times, but I kept having various sync issues, and you know, the connectivity would break, and it just became more painful to deal with. But that's very popular.
Okay.
But right. it's yeah. same type of concept.
And that's the reason why I asked. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, since you're a relatively new convert,
right.
I was just simply wondering if on Windows you used a... You use that.
Right, yeah. I tried it, but never converted all the way to it.
I think I'm going to be safe in this environment to say this, but sometimes it does sound to me like Windows is a bit of like a third world country. I think maybe if there's one show where I'm not going to get anybody sending email, about, that's probably this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just sounds painful.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say that Windows is a third world country when they're... they're certainly a superpower still in the world of computers, just by market share alone, right? There's certainly no banana republic if you look at it that way, but definitely there's issues and bugs and things like that there that people just plain put up with. But then again, there are those on the Mac side too. Don't even get me started on Lion Server, right? Lion Server is nothing but a pain point in that department. So yeah, I mean, it cuts both ways. It just depends on where you're doing the cutting. So all right, so we got your byword, we got your Mars edit. Mm-hmm. So now you can blog, you got your mail, you can get email, you're doing your Google Apps thing in your mm-hmm. Chrome browser. You're happy there. What else is it that you really need to do?
For as many Google products as I use, I prefer Reader as my RSS feed reader.
Yeah.
And I actually use it as a tool for the Pen Addict. I one of the recurring posts I have is called Ink Links. It's a weekly kind of recap mm-hmm. of what's going on in the pen world, who's written about what, and it's just kind of a good resource for everyone that reads the blog, and they really enjoy that post. Well, how I keep track of that is my starred items in Google Reader, which I actually use the Reader app for, and that's just a flawless app. I have no bad words to say about Reader. I love using it. It's super simple. It's great looking. It keeps track of everything.
I'm a big fan as well.
I can add a pin board from it. I can tweet from it. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, I agree.
I also use Twitterific. I used the Twitter app for ages when I first started using a Mac. Mm. And I downloaded Twitterific and then uninstalled it. And then added it back in, and then got rid of it. And I finally said, just like I was saying with mail.app, let's give it 2 weeks, see if you can get what you need to get done, and see if it's better than the other app, the regular Twitter app. And I finally crossed the bridge, crossed that point of no return where I really enjoy what Twitterific has to offer. So that's my Twitter client. Since I do a lot, I'm on Twitter a lot. I do a lot of social media stuff, for JetPens as well. So that's been a good app for me.
I've got to suggest to you, Brad, the new TweetDeck, if you've not checked it out.
Yeah, see,
for multiple accounts, it is really good.
See, I used that when I was a Windows user. That was actually the only thing I used. So I don't know if I'll have to give that a try. They've really cleaned it up.
Okay. It's a HTML5 web app now. Even the one that you download from the Mac App Store.
Okay.
It's just in a frame, and it's very clean, and it's not got a lot of features now, which is good because TweetDeck maybe had too many features.
Right.
But it still allows you to go into to post to Facebook and stuff. So it's definitely a good tool for social media people.
I'll definitely have to give that a shot because I'm always looking for a good way to manage multiple accounts, and TweetDeck worked well for me previously.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitterific's not so hot for that, as I spoke about in episode 103, which, Brad, you've not heard yet, but me and Pat go head-to-head.
Right. I find myself, I use, for work-related stuff, I actually use Hootsuite just in the browser, so.
Yeah.
So I actually usually have, in my daily setup, I usually have Hootsuite in one window and my Twitterific app running separately in a separate window.
Right.
Wow. Tied to that.
Mm-hmm. I
like it. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. So, I think you bring up I don't want this point to go kind of unmissed, Brad, because this is not only a lesson that I learned myself, but a lesson I try to practice myself, and I Mike will contest to the fact, or will speak to the fact that I did this recently with Tweetbot,
mm-hmm.
and that is that you really kind of have to give things a fair chance, and I think that a 2-week trial is a good, like, you have to say, okay, I'm going to forget about everything I've gotten used to so I can try this thing.
Right.
And so the fact that you did that and you came out on the other side of it actually liking it, I think is an important lesson to learn.
Right.
Have you conducted that trial?
Which one?
The Tweetbot one.
I thought that if anyone was going to be checking,
I have been checking.
After that episode, the source, original source of said tweet, you would be checking the source.
Yeah, no, obviously. I have been checking, and I can see that. I can see you have been using it, but yes. It's not your primary. So, okay.
No. It completely has been. Okay. The only cases you should see where it hasn't been has been when I'm on my iPad.
That would explain it then.
Right, because I'm still using Twitterific there. B, I'm on my desktop because I'm using the official Twitter client there. Or any of the other apps that I tend to tweet from. And that's the other thing too, is that, like, Reader, as we were discussing, you can tweet from Reader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like on the iPad or the iPhone, you can tweet and share things directly out of Reader. I can tweet and share things directly out of, I've got a WordPress plugin that tweets when I update my blog, if I so decide to do that. So it's really difficult to tell what client I'm using, mainly because I'm tweeting from so many.
That's why places. I had to ask you, because I have been looking. I have been checking up on you.
Yeah. No, I understand. And yeah, I've been on my iPhone. Tweetbot is on the front page and remains there today, and that's what I've been using primarily when I'm on my iPhone.
Right, maybe we need to talk about that.
Well, I mean, that was the plan, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, here we are doing production notes in the middle of How Bare Is Your Hair.
I know, sure, it's horrible.
The listeners are really appreciating that, and so is Mr. Dowdy. So, in any case, I digress. okay. Have you got enough on this damn thing yet, Mr. Dowdy? Because you've loaded an awful lot of crap.
I think so. That was about, when I sit down to work, those are the things I use all day, every day. You know, I have a few other small things like caffeine, if I'm just working on my laptop.
That's been mentioned before, yeah.
That's a great little app. I use Droplr a lot for social media stuff. But those are, really small footprints. I probably would miss Launch Bar if I didn't install that, but I could live without it.
Yeah, there are people who swear by their launcher apps.
I must say, Brett, for somebody who's been using a Mac for such a short space of time, you seem to be using a lot of the usual suspects.
Well, I read a lot and learn a lot from guys like Pat and Mike. And, I don't take app purchasing lightly, so I try to do my homework, and I'll do trials and things like that, and find out what works best for me. But the one thing I'm not is hesitant to lay down cash for a good product. So I will dive right in if I feel like it's a good product and happy to support it.
Yeah. And I think that, that's... there's a lesson to be learned there, right? And that is that oftentimes the best things, they cost money, and it's a good thing that they do, because if they were free, you'd be questioning their survival,
right?
But because you pay for them and because you're willing to lay down some money for them, you are participating in ensuring the future of development in some small way.
That's right.
So, something I definitely believe in. Well, I think you've done well for as much as I've kind of given you for all the things that you've talked about. I think in general, this is no more than I have on mine.
Yeah, I still
have 20 gigs left.
It's maybe not the barest, but it's stuff I use and I would probably miss.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on to play How Bear Is Your Heir? I always have to say it in my voice. It's a contractual agreement between Mike and I.
Mm-hmm. He made me sign that contract.
So where, Mr. Dowdy, can you remind folks, where can they find you?
Sure, you can find me with weekly pen reviews and other pen, paper, and related nonsense at penaddict.com. I'm on Twitter at Dowdyism. That's Dowdyism. And I also work for jetpens.com, and you can find me on their Twitter and Facebook feeds and anywhere else you see JetPens.
Terrific. And if you have any interest in pen and paper stuff at all, like I said in the last episode, please, you gotta get to JetPens. You gotta get there fast. And bring your credit card.
Before Pat buys it all.
Well, they're part of the reason, you know, if you go there and you see things sold out, it's probably my fault.
Yeah. There's something to be said for that.
Well, thank you very much, Brad.
Thanks really a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Agreeing to come on.
It's been a pleasure. And
as always, Mike, we'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.